From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Cassius Culpepper is quickly making his name known in country music. The Alexander City-bred artist is taking the genre by storm with his soul-infused sound. He's packing venues across the Southeast and staking his claim among the who's who of musicians today. While out on tour, Culpepper spoke with music journalist Allie Patton about his homegrown influences and his viral success.
Now, I read that you first found your voice in church at a very early age, and I think you get a lot of that with the music you've come out with. It has that passion and it has that intensity that so often comes from the pulpit. Do you often find yourself coming back to that time and place when music first struck you?
Oh, always. I mean, I grew up in a church where everybody just sung with their just straight up passion and heart. I had a deacon in my church, Deacon McGee. He would always do all the hymns, but like he had one of the best voices I've heard, and he would just he'd be sweating while he's singing, just throwing down tables and towels, and he would just really feel it. And from a young age, I felt that, and I think that's something I always go back to. That feeling that I got when I heard him sing the hymns the way he did.
That being said, it wasn't until 2020 that you were in Spain with the Navy that you first picked up a guitar and started performing. What sparked that? What was the light switch?
I thought the world's ending, COVID was happening, and I didn't have nothing else to do. We couldn't work. We couldn't leave the base. So my buddy found a guitar for me. I've been putting off and procrastinating learning guitar for, I don't know, since I was probably in middle school, I always wanted to, but I never sat down and I actually tried it. And I learned my first song, and then I was like, oh, I guess I can do this.
And you would just perform for your fellow soldiers? And
we was always throwing these bonfires, but it wasn't until like month one or two when I got comfortable and I started going out and playing at the bonfires with everybody else. And I kept getting requests for different songs. And I think by the end of that deployment, I probably knew well over 200 songs.
Cover songs quickly became originals, and those originals became these beautifully vulnerable songs that you're releasing now. What was it that gave life to such, I don't know, raw and honest work?
You know, I really don't know. I think it's just, again, like the music I listened to growing up, a lot of soul music. They just said what they meant. You know, they just said what they wanted to say. And I mean, like old Temptations, like Ain't Too Proud to Beg. That's just like so vulnerable, but it has a good groove to it. Like they didn't care about, you know, if anybody saw them down and out. Like they just said what they needed to say. And so that's what I try to do with my songs and stuff. Because everything I got right, most of the time I've been through it.
The roach is viral.
You're on your headlining run of shows now, and you're gearing up to play Saturn in Birmingham. Does coming home to play these Alabama gigs feel different? I mean,
it does feel different. I mean, I'm so excited we're playing at Saturn. I've been there a couple times, and I don't know, anytime I play in Alabama, I mean, it just feels at home.
Did you ever think picking up a hobby in Spain would...
No, I did not. I was just thinking, you know, I never thought that music could be my career. I was just, even when I got into dive bars and I was making enough money to live, I still didn't think, I was like, oh, I ain't going to do this forever. I'm going to have to get a real job or something eventually. I was like, I can't play these dive bars for the rest of my life.
You've dropped your first two career singles, After Me and Who Hurt You. I know a full-length debut album has yet to be announced, and I'm sure that's down the pipeline somewhere, but what do you hope fans will take away from the music?
That is, it's truthful, it's raw, just understand that, like, the music is, what I want to portray is just Southern music. I mean, you can put me in any box, and I feel like that's what it means to be from Alabama, and doing the music I'm doing. I just want people to understand it's just southern music. It's a mix of it all. And I hope they enjoy it, you know. I hope they like it and enjoy it as much as I do, as much as I like writing it. Lord, if you ever
gave a damn about me. That was country artist Cassius Culpepper speaking with journalist Allie Patton. The rising star is currently on tour, and he will be performing at Saturn in Birmingham tomorrow.